Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I am so excited because we are going to have the citizenship test where John and Pat are going to find out if, in fact, they know the answers so they can stay in America. We're getting really close. We're not going to finish this for the end of the year, so you will be able to be in America in the beginning of the last part of 2012 and 2013. Can you imagine? Like, you know, I'm going to a different country. Which one? Not this one. That's all you really know, you know?
Yeah, right.
You're sitting in a cell with like 15 people and none of you speak the same language. Y'all know, hablo ese. Okay, so you're sitting here and you're fixing to be exported because you are not a citizen of America. Mm. Or you've come and you say you've got your visa or whatever, and you're applying for citizenship. This is the test you have to take. You have to take this test, and if you pass this test, as part of the other things, you're able to become an American citizen. We're finding out that we couldn't pass the test.
Mm. That's right.
And we're learning. We're finding out. Oh my goodness! It's like the people that are protesting about, you're taking the Ten Commandments out. This is ungodly. I can't believe you would do this. They're praying against the people. Like, and you pull a mic up to faces like, okay, can you name the Ten Commandments? Well, no, but I know that it's good. It's like, okay, can you talk about the Constitution? And they go, the Constitution. Oh, no, the content, like what's in it, like what the Bill of Rights or anything. Oh, Bill of Rights, I heard about that somewhere. What's Bill? I don't know what his last name is, but I know we're doing the same thing with God and with the country. And it's like, we got to get our things right with God and understand that, oh man, it's just powerful that all of our rights come from God. That's what we believe. That's our founding fathers, they believe. And we got to get back to that again. So you have a 100-question citizenship test. And we're asking them like 5 at a time. And John and Pat have been, humble enough to say, could you please humiliate me before the whole world?
One more time.
I like that time when John goes, just give it up. Give up. And it's like, we don't know these things, do we? We don't know these things. It's not because, I found out why. Let me get this,
That's why. To really help us out. We want to know.
It's because you guys just don't know nothing. No. It's because by the time you're 20 years old, which for us was a long time ago, they say that you've already learned everything you can learn. Mm-hmm. And so to learn new things, you have to unlearn things you knew before. So it's like we knew this one time before we were 20, and it was like, oh, I had to unlearn that because I had to find out how to drive my
car. My hard drive was full.
Yeah, your hard drive was full. It's like, whoop, tilt.
I did this clean up.
But you've already used all of your ability to remember by the time you're 20. It's like, listen, kids, don't waste your brain on video games. Don't use up all your, you have to unlearn all that to find out, like, how do I pay these bills? Is there a button for that?
Hard drive is crashing.
Yeah, And so that could be it. I don't know. But so here we are. But we're relearning again. We're replacing other thoughts, things that we had, which would be easy to do for me, not for you guys. And I've got room now to be able to take things in. I got lots of room to be able to take things in. If you get it right, while you're thinking, by the way, give your time to think about, I'll ask you the question. And if you're listening right now at home and in your car, at work, whatever, I'm going to give you time to think about the question. And then while you're thinking, of course, it's going to be, that's right. That means that's your thinking time. When you're ready to answer, let me know you're ready to answer. And it has to be your final answer. I mean, John likes to progress in answers. He also likes to steal. Ooh. He likes to steal. He's like, can I? No, actually, you started, I think.
He started that bad habit, yeah.
That was so smooth. I think I remember that. Yep. He's like, I can't believe he didn't get that. And it's like the one before that, he's like, I don't know nothing.
Who's the center again?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's your turn.
So then, of course, if you don't get it right, of course, we're going to... That's exactly right. That's what it's going to be like. But of course, if you get it right, everybody's going to applaud you. We got 5 simple questions. Here's the first question. The first question is going to go to John. John, you need to think hard. Mm. Think very, very hard about this. Because I know that Pat says you always get the easy ones.
Oh, he does.
He's even has his daughter on his side. He
it's just
me,
a built-in.
Said it was easy. You got easy questions.
This is like a built-in DNA thing. It's like a default setting. You know what I'm saying? They call that talking trash. I think on the basketball court, right? Snap.
It's awesome. You get a whole bunch of that.
It's amazing. It's like I never really believed that trash wasn't true. You know, I'm like, you're like, I can't believe you said that. It's like, no, this is trash. Like, I don't think that's a sin.
Yeah, you just throw it out.
You just throw it out. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like, oh my goodness. You don't think those bad thoughts about that person then? Okay, listen. 46, obviously number one for today. On the test, John, this is going to you. Obviously, this proves that you don't get the hard ones. I mean, you don't get the easy ones. Here's the question. Question for today for you, John, is what is the political party of the president now? What is the political party of the president now?
Hey, come on.
Do you need more time? This your final answer?
I think I got this one.
Okay, here's the question. Let me get the question. The question is, Pat's going, man, he did get a difficult one. What is the political party? What is, I tell you this, the glory's showing right now. If you missed the first hour, you know, we're in crap pots. Anyway, what is the political party of President Obama, the now president?
Democratic Party.
Hey, that's so good. Now, you didn't Google that, did you? You didn't Google that or nothing, did you?
No, Pat was like, what is that? What?
Yeah, I know.
Democratic Party, Pat.
He has a lot more respect now because, you know, that, you know, he realizes that you get difficult questions, too.
Hey, you know, fair is fair.
Fair is fair. And so here goes the question to Pat. This is the question. I'm not picking the questions. The questions are on the. This is the 100. He's looking like I'm drawing up the citizenship test for the United States of America.
Well, you're changing the order.
We're Christians. Sure. We're Christians. We're Christians. I like to give the hard ones to John.
Yeah.
And the easy ones to you. You're just so much more funner when it's a difficult. He just has a big blank look across his head. He's like.
I'm seeing stars.
That means it ain't gonna happen. If he goes like this, like it's over with. Totally over. Yeah, right. Like this, John is like up here and then down here and up here. Here's the question. This is the question. Take your time. The next question for today goes to Pat Hamilton. What is the name of the Speaker of House of Representatives? What is the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives now? Well, that was quick. You guys are just moving right along.
Look at him.
He's saying the hard questions kind of come first in this test, didn't they? There's a lot of people who probably left America like, there's no way I'll never get this. Like, you should have hung on. It's going to get easier.
Yeah, right.
So here's the question. This is the question for today. Final answer for you. The second one. What is the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives?
John Boehner.
Hey! No Dill Boehner.
Plan B.
It's like, yeah, no, Plan B. Well, I was just thinking about, we're not going to write a citizen. It's like, come on.
Plan B, not really.
Plan yeah, no. No, they like me. They were just thinking, no, they like me. They're not against me. It's like, did he just really say they like me? Anyway, we're not, you know, we're for Jesus.
Yeah.
John, question number next. Question number next. Mm-hmm. On the United States citizenship test done by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services so that you can actually live where you're living legally and get a Social Security number, is there are four amendments. There are four amendments to the Constitution. It's like, uh-oh. There are four. This might be yours, Pat. I don't know.
No, okay. John's.
There are four amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them. There's four amendments to the Constitution of the United States telling us about who can vote. Describe just one of them. All right, John, here's the question. The question on the U.S. citizenship test is, there are four amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them.
The right of women to vote.
Hey, very good.
Wow.
Very good. And think about it. That's actually the last one. You named the very last one to come on because there's four of them. Mm-hmm. Because the first one was all 18 years old or older, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the next one was, another one is, you don't have to pay to vote. That'd be something. It was a poll tax. Crazy. You had to pay money to, and they're trying to, you know. And the next one is any citizen can vote, woman or man. And the other fourth one is all male citizens of any race can vote. So women were the last ones in America to be given the right to vote. So we're learning things, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Very interesting. That's called the suffrage movement and all mm-hmm. that was taking place. And so it's interesting. So somebody says, well, why is the Constitution important? That's a good reason why. There was a day somebody couldn't vote. Now everybody can vote. Let's just leave it like it is. So here we are. We are down to the question next. And I believe we're going to go to question number. Okay, we're on question four.
Four.
And this is going to you, John. What? No, I'm messing with you. Pat, this is going to you. Pat didn't say nothing, did he? He's going to let it go. Maybe it'll slide.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, man. Here is the next question. On the U.S. citizenship test, what is one responsibility? What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens? What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
Alex, can you repeat the question?
It's all the easy ones.
Yes, yes. Jeez. What is the political party of the... No, here it is. What is one responsibility, keyword, responsibility? You have a responsibility. This is something you have to do as a citizen. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens? Oh, here we go. This is your final answer, right?
Yeah.
Here's the question. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
That's probably wrong, but obey the law. I only gave one answer.
Okay.
It
is to serve on a jury. And to vote in a federal election. It's a responsibility that many Americans don't even take that responsibility seriously. Okay. They don't even vote.
Well, I was thinking that you had to do it when you said responsibility. Well,
that would, yeah. Well, responsibility is that you need to.
You should.
Well, definitely. If you don't serve on jury duty, you can go to jail. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't vote, you know, because 33% of conservatives should have voted. Mm-hmm. But they say that they didn't vote and they don't vote and don't even know that they're not even registered to vote type of thing. And so we, as a responsibility, the people who take a test, they go, listen, I've got to get registered to vote. And they call me for jury duty. I got to go. Mm-hmm. And people today is going like, how do I get out of jury duty? And it's like, do only the people who have intellect and wisdom, the ones that get out of jury duty and the other ones serve on juries, like, hello, I want you on my jury. I want smart people on my jury who are going to think intellectually mm-hmm. and prayerfully about this decision going on. Mm-hmm. And you look over there at the group in the jury, you're like, oh no, these are the ones that couldn't get out. And it's like, it's a responsibility. Right. It's our responsibility. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, it's a great system. I mean, it's the best system in the world. But when you actually spend some time, I mean, it's amazing. You think, their fate, their future, everything about them, life in prison, 10 years, $20,000 fines, whatever, is going to be determined by these few people, mm-hmm. $1 million fines, by these few people who, you know, and it's like, we got to take it more seriously. That's a responsibility for us to serve. It's a right. I mean, I think it's not a right. It's a responsibility. And so, I mean, take it as a privilege. You know, me coming from law enforcement, they don't like us to serve on jury duty still after all these years. And it's just exciting because you get to participate in the constitutional right of that citizen to stand in the gap for them where somebody's accusing them of something. Mm-hmm. And you get to hear, like King David would hear what was going on and he'd make a decision. Solomon would do that. Well, we do that. We get to hear, you know, and determine based on the law, is this person guilty or innocent? That's like huge. That's huge. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I would encourage you, if you get called for jury duty, show up. You know, and if one of your workers get called for jury duty, don't punish them for being responsible citizens. And by showing up, find a way to fill in the gap why they're doing jury duty at your workplace, because you're saving the country that your business is in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you complain that the country's gone, but you complain because your employees are going to jury duty, he's like, come on, that's their responsibility and yours as well. And many business owners get out of jury duty because they have a business. But you think about that. So important. If you're the one being tried, wouldn't you want somebody to be there with you that was caring about, you know, justice and how things turn out? Because it used to be this way. Somebody just said you was guilty. There was no jury and there was no constitution, you know, prior to ours in America. And they would just, you'd be gone.
That's right.
And today they got to carry the evidence and present it to you and your jury, and they have to prove your guilt. They have to prove your guilt because of the Constitution and because of the amendments to the Constitution. And if they can't prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt, if it's criminal, then you are off. You're out of there. And they have to. It forces them not just to be an accuser, but they have to be a prover. They have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you did do that crime. And if they can't do it, then you as a juror would say not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You would say not guilty. And that's what it needs to be, because the rule of law is based on it's better to set two innocent men free than to send two guilty men free, than to send one innocent man to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And the mentality today is like, send them all to jail. It's like, dude, they're not all guilty. You know, somebody just wanted to find somebody to pin this on because everybody's so upset right now. And everybody's focusing on this one person, and that's where their emotions are going. But we don't know yet.
Mm.
I heard it on CNN. Have you listened to CNN over a period of time? If they were talking about you, you wouldn't believe it. And so here we are. Here's the last question. The last question on the U.S. citizenship test today goes to John. Goes to John. Here it is, John. Name one right only for United States citizen. Name one right, not responsibility, is what we talked about earlier. This is right. Name one right only for United States citizen. All right, here we go. Here it is. Last question for today on the U.S. citizenship test is, John, name one right only for United States citizens.
Right to bear arms.
What?
I didn't say squad.
This is so important. This is like, what rights do
Second
we have?
Second Amendment.
Well, I mean, it's not it's, but you know, if you're not mentally, what? If you're not meant, yeah.
Take not, that button away from me.
right.
Hold them down. This is the right to bear arms.
Well, it is a constitutional right. If you're not a felon, you know, if you are, right. But there are, you know, some things, but the test you have to take says these are the rights. Well, this is what's on the Constitution in regards to not the amendments, but the Constitution is we have the right to, we have a right that's only due us and not due anybody else is the right to vote in a federal election or to run for federal office.
Hmm.
Yeah, so important. So many people complain about how things are, but they don't realize, you know what? Why don't you get mm-hmm. you a few campaign signs, listen. Get you some brochures and go out and start shaking hands and show us how to do it better. And if not, if you're not going to do that, get behind those who will, who stand up for what's right in this country and don't sit there and just watch them and complain. Listen, you have the right. You can run for office. I mean, if you can run for office, you can do it. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. If you are a citizen of the United States of America, you can run for office and you can vote if you're 18 years or older in the election coming up every single year, the federal elections every 4 years. Well, that is the end of the U.S. citizenship test. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.